This classic episode of the Children's Bible Hour is from 1987.
Hi, everybody. It's time for another visit with all your friends from the Children's Bible Hour.
Boys and girls for Jesus.
Here's Uncle Charlie.
Hi, Uncle Charlie.
Well, hi there. Can you spare 30 minutes or so? If you can, we promise to fill the time with lots of good singing, a visit in Company Corner, and a story as well. It's called The Missing Ingredient. Hey, do you like to bake? You know, things like cookies, cakes. I know lots of you girls do, and I wouldn't wonder but what some of you boys do, too. Now, your old Uncle Charlie loves to bake and cook. The only thing is, my wife insists I clean up my own mess, and that's the part I don't like. Well, in our story today, a girl decides to make a cake, but she leaves out the... Oh, wait a minute. I'm not going to tell you now. You'll just have to wait and see what happens in our interesting story called The Missing Ingredient. Well, cousins, I see you have some bright songs as usual to start off today's visit. Let's hear the first one right now. Their new song reminds me of one that was written a few years ago called Sing Praise to Him. Let's hear that one, kids.
Sing of His grace, sing of His love, sing of His glorious home above. Sing praise to Him. Sing of His might, sing of His power, sing of our need for Him each hour. He saves from sin. He gives me peace and joy to
While we're in a good praise song mood, let's hear from Becky and her brother Jonathan with another praise song, Shout with Joy.
Shout with joy to the Lord, my God, you can't praise sadly. He who made you has come to save you, O earth, obey Him gladly. Try to realize what this means, the Lord is loving and kind. His
have another Jonathan who sings, of course. Every other week you hear him. He's 8 years old now, and his praise song is in the form of an old-time hymn. First, though, he has some good verses from the book of Revelation.
Revelation 15:3-4. Great and marvelous are thy works, Lord God Almighty. Just and true are thy ways, thou King of saints. Who shall not fear thee, O Lord, and glorify thy name? For thou only art holy. For all nations shall come and worship before thee, for thy judgments are made manifest. O worship the King, all glorious above, and gratefully sing his power and his love. Our shield and defender, the Ancient of Days, pavilioned in splendor and girded with praise. Frail children of dust,
it's the second cousin's turn to sing this week. Here are Stacy, Carrie, Lisa, and Todd to tell us there's glory in my soul.
Since I lost my sins and I found my Savior, there is glory in my soul. Since by faith I sought and obtained God's favor, there is glory in my soul. There is glory, glory, there is glory in my soul.
Well, thank you, second cousins, for that bright old song. You know, boys and girls, if you listen regularly to our program, you're aware that we like to use a wide variety of music on our program. I like the new upbeat songs, and we often include them, but we also feel there's a real place for the old hymns. And I'll tell you something, many of the old hymns will be around long after the newer songs are forgotten. Are you a person who is thankful? You should be. The Bible tells us to be thankful. And so does the song that 4-year-old Sherilyn has ready for us, Be Thankful. By the way, it's a good go-along-with-the-story song, as you'll see in a moment when we have our story. All right, Sherilyn, let's hear your song.
We're thankful for our Master Self. Thank you.
Before we get back to our music and on to our good story, a quick reminder that if you're not getting Keys for Kids regularly, you can without having to ask for it every other month. Oh, we have so many good letters that come in all the time from those who are using Keys for Kids. I'm 14 and I love the Keys for Kids books. I try to read them every day so I can read my Bible every day. Good idea, huh? And this one from a girl who says, I love reading the stories from Keys for Kids. I've been getting it for 6 months and I love it. My grandmother is the one to thank. She ordered it for me and I've been reading them every day so far. So grandparents, yes, you can ask to have your grandchildren sent a copy, and then if they write and ask for it regularly, we'll put them on the mailing list as well. Now here's where you write to get on the mailing list for Keys for Kids every other month. CBH Ministries or Keys for Kids, Box 1, Grand Rapids, Michigan. The zip is 49501. CBH Ministries or Keys for Kids, either way, we'll get it. P.O. Box 1, Grand Rapids, Michigan. The zip is 49501. You can also email us and ask to be put on the mailing list. That email address is keysforkids@cbhministries.org. That's keysforkids@cbhministries.org.
One more go along with the story song. Pam sings it, Make My Life to Be Like a Melody. We should be happy, thankful people instead of being grouches. Listen.
Make my life to be like a melody, ever sounding out the message of the cross. Savior, let me be like a melody, ever sounding out in days of gain or loss. With Jesus in my heart, no discord can arise. He can make the saddest heart to harmonize. Savior, let me be like a melody, ever sounding out the message of the cross. With Jesus in my heart, no discord can arise. He can make the saddest heart to harmonize. Savior, let me be like a melody, ever sounding out the message of the cross.
Don't go away, kids. It's story time.
Our story today, written especially for the Children's Bible Hour by Barbara Westberg, is entitled The Missing Ingredient.
Rise and shine, little morning glory. Time to go to Granny Hills. Lynn, it's time to get up. Mother said Granny Hill will be looking for you. Lynn, time to get up.
Oh, go away and leave me alone.
Oh ho, so there's still life in yon room. Rise and shine, sleeping beauty.
I said, go away and let me sleep.
Up, girl, on your toes. You have a big day ahead of you.
Joe, I asked you to wake Lynn, not to knock the door down.
But Mother, she won't get up.
Well, go eat your breakfast. I'll see about Lynn.
Lynn, it's time to get up. Have you forgotten Granny Hill is expecting you?
Oh, Mother, it was fun helping her on Saturdays during the summer, but since school started, it's been too much work. Besides, this is my only day to sleep now.
Did you tell her you wouldn't be coming anymore?
Well, no.
If you don't continue to go, I'm afraid Granny is going to be very disappointed. I know she has enjoyed your visits this summer and the little things you do. Like sweeping the porch and reading the headlines means so much to her.
Oh, I know. But it's not like it was my job. You know, Mother, I just did it because I wanted to. But now I don't want to anymore. Oh, I want to sleep.
Very well, Lynn. I'll send Joe over to tell Granny you aren't coming and see if there's anything she needs. It was a wonderful way to serve the Lord.
You make me sound so mean, Mother. Surely I am entitled to have a little time of my own.
Well, go back to sleep, Lynn.
good to stay in bed late again. I hate getting up early every morning. Wonder what time it is. 9 o'clock. I think I'll sleep another hour at least. Wish I could go back to sleep. Sure is quiet in the house. I wonder where Mother is. Maybe if I cover my head with this pillow, it will help. I just can't get back to sleep. It's so quiet. And it's all Joe's fault. He must be gone. Guess he went to Granny's. Well, since I can't go back to sleep, I might as well try to read the book I started last night.
Well, good morning, Lynn. You didn't stay in bed much longer.
I couldn't get back to sleep. I tried reading, but my book isn't interesting. Where's Joe?
At Granny Hill's. He said he might visit in your place from now on.
What's for breakfast?
That's up to you. Late risers fix their own breakfast, you know.
Good. I'll have French toast and hot chocolate.
Fine. Just be sure to clean up the kitchen.
Oh, Mother.
After eating breakfast, Lynn straightened her room. And then, to her dismay, she realized she didn't have a thing to do and it was only 10:15. Well, she had a new game, but no one to play with her. And her book had lost its appeal.
Mother, when will Joe be home?
Probably around noon. You know, you usually stayed all morning.
I wish I had something to do. Oh, I have an idea. May I bake a cake, Mother?
Why, yes, that would be nice. Well, I'm going next door to see Mrs. Marshall. Can you manage alone?
Sure. I've watched you lots of times. The last time I baked one, you hardly helped me at all. I'll bake a white cake with fudge icing.
Yes, and I know there'll be lots of icing. Call me if you need any help.
Oh, I won't, I'm sure.
Be sure you follow the recipe carefully, Lynn.
I will.
Lynn put the open recipe book on the cupboard and started gathering the ingredients.
Measure flour and sift together with baking powder and salt. I did that. Now cream shortening until soft and smooth. Then add 1 cup of sugar. And blend thoroughly. Next, add flavoring. Let's see. 1 teaspoon of vanilla. That's not very much. Here it is. Oops! I spilled some on my hand. Wonder what it tastes like. It smells so good. Ugh! It's so terrible. And it's so bitter. How could it smell so good and taste so bitter? I better leave it out. Surely something that bitter would ruin the cake. It must be spoiled. Now what's next? Egg whites, milk, flour.
the time Lynn's mother came home, the finished cake was on the kitchen table, and Lynn was eating an apple.
That cake looks great, Lynn. I wished I could say the same for the kitchen.
Oh, Mother, do I have to clean the kitchen?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, Mother, I wish I had gone to Granny's. I burned my finger getting the cake out of the oven, and I've already had to clean the kitchen once.
But you know the rule, Lynn. If you can't get up and eat breakfast with the rest of the family, you fix your own and wash your own dishes.
And besides all that, I couldn't go back to sleep. I suppose Granny and Joe are having a big time.
It was your choice not to go, Lynn. Now, about the kitchen. You spilled quite a bit of flour, so after you sweep, it would be a good idea to mop.
Joe's over at Granny's having a swell time, and I'm here mopping the floor like someone's servant.
Hi, everybody. I'm home. You really missed it, Lynn. Granny Hill is a nice old lady. She was a little bit disappointed when I came instead of you, but before I left, I think she had decided that I was almost as nice as you.
Oh, no.
Hey, did you know that she has a son who's a chaplain in the army? She had a letter from him, and she let me read it. I always thought chaplains just stayed at headquarters and had church services once a week. I sure was wrong. Fred, that's her son, well, he goes with the soldiers into the jungle. He witnesses and prays with them right there on the field.
I went to high school with Fred, Joe. He witnessed there, too. He has been quite a witness for Jesus ever since he was a little boy.
Granny said I remind her of him. She gets a letter every week, and she said I can read it next week when I come.
Next week? When you come?
Well, sure. Since you didn't want to go anymore, I told her I'd be back next Saturday. Say, this cake looks good. May I have a piece?
Have it all, for all I care. I'm going to my room.
Boy, she sure is grouchy. Chocolate icing. It's pretty good. But it's not quite as good as your cake, Mother.
No, it looks fine. Doesn't it taste right?
Well, it's okay, but just not quite right. Not too bad, but not good either.
Here, let me have a bite. Lynn! Lynn!
I'm coming. What do you want?
Lynn, did you follow the directions for this cake?
Sure, Mother. All except for the vanilla, that is. I think it's spoiled.
Vanilla doesn't spoil, Lynn. Did you put any in the cake?
No. I tasted the vanilla, and it was horrible. It was so bitter, I thought it must be spoiled.
Vanilla always tastes bitter by itself, but it's very important. It gives a good flavor to the cake.
Oh, nothing's gone right today.
Lynn, honey, I think it seems that way because the vanilla, the flavoring, was missing from your life today as well as from this cake.
From my life? What do you mean?
In a sense, the kindness we show others is like the vanilla. It flavors our lives, and it pleases the Lord. When we think only of ourselves, life isn't pleasant. Wise King Solomon wrote in Proverbs, "The merciful man doeth good to his own soul." Another translation of the Bible puts it this way, "The merciful, kind, and generous man benefits himself." In Romans 2:10 it says, "But glory, honor, and peace to every man that worketh good."
You mean that when we do good to others, it does us good?
Exactly. Vanilla alone is bitter, but mixed in the batter it gives a good flavor to the cake. Doing kindness to others is sometimes bitter, like getting up when you want to sleep. But mixed with the rest of your activities, it flavors your day.
Is that why I feel good when I help Granny? And now that I didn't help her, I'm feeling awful?
Yes, Lynn. Without the vanilla, your cake looks fine on the outside. But when you taste it, it isn't quite right. You can live without doing good to others, but your life won't have the flavor it needs. Just as a little vanilla adds flavor to the cake, so a small deed of kindness adds joy to your life.
Well, I sure feel good. I told Granny I'd be back next week.
No, I will.
No, ma'am, you can sleep late.
Children, you can both go.
Well, I suppose we could. Say, I got a better idea. Granny told me about an old man, Mr. Moore, who lives down the street from her. He's blind, and Granny says he gets very lonesome. I'll stop at Granny's and read Fred's letter, then I'll visit Mr. Moore. I'm sure he needs some help and company.
That's a great idea, Joe. It will affect many lives when both of you add glory, honor, and peace to your lives by doing good.
Out in the highways and byways of life, many are weary and sad. Carry the sunshine where darkness is rife, making the sorrowing glad. Make me a blessing, make me a blessing.
I trust you'll make that last song your prayer. Oh, Lord, make me a blessing. And start being a blessing right in your own home. You know, many times those who love us the most see the worst side of us. But let's be a blessing to those in our own family and then to those all around us at school or in the neighborhood.
Hey, time's up for today's visit. Don't forget, if you're not using Keys for Kids, you ought to be. And all you need to do to get started is ask for Keys for Kids and write to CBH Ministries, P.O. Box 1, Grand Rapids, Michigan, 49501. That's Keys for Kids. That's what you ask for. And you can send that request to CBH Ministries, P.O. Box 1, Grand Rapids, Michigan. The zip is 49501. Help with printing and postage appreciated, but not necessary.
Children's Bible Hour is a listener-supported ministry. Goodbye now. God bless you.